from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information after an explosion in the Manhattan neighborhood of Chelsea injured 29 people late Saturday. Authorities called the blast intentional.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism. In other words, we find no ISIS connection, etc.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking in a news conference Sunday morning. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio describing the explosion as deliberate. Cuomo said an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city's public transportation system just to err on the side of caution. He added that all 29 victims have been released from the hospital. The explosion left debris and glass strewn through the streets and caused significant property damage. The images from the scene and from closed-circuit cameras around the blast showed the windows blown out of cars and storefronts as pedestrians scrambled for safety. The bomb detonated in a bustling neighborhood filled with bars, restaurants, and residences during an especially busy time for the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly this week. And Hillary Clinton's campaign is aggressively outworking Donald Trump in battleground state Pennsylvania, a state that Donald Trump can scarcely afford to lose. Nearly any route to the White House includes Pennsylvania's 20 votes, and Trump could potentially win several other big ones, but he needs Pennsylvania. This is VOA.